As you're listening to me, Daisy, Apple's iPhone disassembly robot, is dismantling an iPhone into lots of recyclable parts. That's how Apple recovers more materials than conventional recycling methods. Thanks, Daisy. There's more to iPhone.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This is a podcast from The Times, sports newspaper of the year.
Hello, I'm Gabriel Marcotti, and welcome to an international football edition of The Game, my personal favorites. No, they're not. Joining me this week, it's Tony Cascarino, Matt Hughes, and the biggest England fan at the News Corporation, it's Peter Landsley. Later on, we'll be discussing how young footballers are shaping up as leaders and role models. But let's start at Wembley. All right, well, we're going to start out at Wembley, where England take on San Marino. And San Marino didn't score in 8.3 seconds on a back pass from Stuart Pearce, which I guess is good. What struck me was I watched this game on television, and I heard at one point, I guess it was ITV, heard the commentary saying, like, what are they even doing here? They're not trying to win the game about San Marino. I want to throw it to you, Hughesy, since you probably the biggest England hater among us. Is there anything wrong about that? I mean, do San Marino have an obligation to come to Wembley, you know, with their team drawn from their population of 36,000 and change, and try to play open football so that England can score 50 and the crowd can be entertained?
No, I don't think so. I think they do their best to be professional and to get the best result they can. And 5-0 probably is the best result they could hope for, really. And I thought they defended pretty well and did okay. And England, at moments, got a bit frustrated.
35 minutes without scoring, Cass. I was going to come to you because I wrote a piece about this in a newspaper that's owned by the proprietor of this newspaper, so it's okay, I can mention it, but about how the bigger teams, you know, nothing good can come from playing a San Marino or an Andorra. It's a little bit like when you're in a committed relationship and your ex-girlfriend Facebook friends you. You know, nothing good can come from answering. Mm. But when you play a minnow, I mean, you played for the Republic of Ireland, so... Mm. You know, but did you ever play like?
VoiceOver describes what's happening on your iPhone screen.
VoiceOver on, settings.
So you can navigate it just by listening.
Books, contacts, calendar, double tap to open. Breakfast with Anna from 10 to 11.
And get on with your day. Accessibility. There's more to iPhone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As you're listening to me, Daisy, Apple's iPhone disassembly robot, is dismantling an iPhone into lots of recyclable parts. That's how Apple recovers more materials than conventional recycling methods. Thanks, Daisy. There's more to iPhone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.